Lynn Parsons podcast show number 26, the 3rd of February 2006.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
Evening to you. It's very exciting. Everybody's back. Well, I'm not sure where the major is. We will find out eventually, but I don't think tonight somehow. Down the chalet at the bottom of the garden, we've got all the lights on, including the red light tonight. I can't wait to see what Henri and Delphine have been up to on holiday. It's -1 outside and they've said that there's going to be snow in the UK overnight. Not sure if I believe that or not, but some time ago I think I told you that I walk about 30 miles a week, you know, every day and everything. I've cancelled my walk for tomorrow morning. I just thought, you know, once you get to the minus figures. And also it'll be a little bit lighter if I leave it until Monday. Lighter in as much as I'll do it at 7 o'clock in the morning instead of 6:30. Less about the temperature and more about the music. That's what we're here for. And our first offering tonight is from a lady called Beatrice Eriksson, and she is a Swede.
One of these days I will pack my bags and run. Yeah, I will pack my bags and run. Oh, been spending my time to please everyone around, but now I'm out of this town. 'Cause now the wind is blowing my way and I'm learning to fly. And as I'm drifting on the highway,
interesting end on that. Beatrice Eriksson, she's from Sweden, a far cry from ABBA, I'd say. Reach Out. And interestingly, I'm not a huge country fan. Okay, that's not my bag at all. But I feel that was coming from a country area, even though on the Podsafe network, it did have itself under folk. I really enjoyed that. I hope you did too. Thank you so much for all the emails. Tintin, welcome back.
Thanks, Lynn.
How was California then?
Oh, it was hot.
Was it really hot?
It was. It was like in the 60s.
Was it?
Which,
well, like the Beatles.
We just sort of walked around all the time just saying, my goodness, this is their winter. You know, it's actually quite a nice English summer day. But this
have
is
you bought
winter.
A little pad then? Bought a tent?
Not yet. Working on it.
Thinking about it. But it was a really nice trip.
So really good.
Yeah. We were actually looking at the photographs earlier on, and we've got a picture of Tintin's head with the Hollywood Hills behind him, with Hollywood spelt over the top.
Oh, yes.
I think that they probably need, you know, everyone's having their teeth whitened at the moment. Not that any of us are, but I think those Hollywood Hills sign needs a little bit of tooth whitener on it, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Certainly needs a jolly, jolly good clean. Anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good
to see
you. Did
it all go right last week?
It was interesting.
Was it?
Yeah. Let's just say that and move on. But we've got some Adrina Thorpe, because I know you're a big fan, just to welcome you back. And sports boy, you're around as well, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be talking about the Olympics and things. Mm-hmm. But let's say hello to some of the people that have emailed, and thank you if you did. Chaz, thanks very much. Lovely to hear from you. Thanks for playing Weightless on the show. You are, of course, alias Stillman. And you say that you're currently finishing an album, which should be ready to promo sometime during March, and you're going to send me a copy. Really look forward to hearing that, and hopefully we'll play some more on the show, Chaz. Ron Stroop, if you remember, sometime back in September, featured a clip from a podcast that Ron did. I interviewed several refugees from New Orleans, he says here. I think you heard it first on the Daily Source Code. Correct, sir. You spoke to Tammy, a young college girl, and... yes, that's right, in the great big stadium. You stayed in touch with her for a while, you say, and you finally located her father and moved to Lafayette in Louisiana. They were there for a short while and then had to leave because of Hurricane Rita. You've not heard from her for a couple of months. You hope she's doing well. I hope that you'll let us know whether you do, Ron. And you do, Ron. So, sorry, I couldn't resist that. But on a much more serious note, you say that because of the awareness raised by that podcast, the Red Cross will have benefited quite a bit. And we're very, 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 very pleased to be part of that. Ron Stroop, we'll do anything we can for you. So love to you in Louisiana, and do keep in touch and let us know how Tammy is when you hear from her again, won't you? We have an email here from MP. Who is this then? This is greetings from Edison. Just discovered your fine podcast. Anyone that calls it fine podcast can stick around for a while if they like. Thank you so much for the kind words you say. And also, I'm glad that you like the music as well. We would love to hear from you. We really would, and I'll give you the details of how you hear from us, how you can... No, you know what I'm saying, how you can contact us in just a moment. Craig Horton, you are a saucy boy, from Jackson, Tennessee again. Fortunately, you're listening with your wife, which I think is quite frankly just as well. You sign off, keep on keeping on, and please never stop laughing. Craig, we never do. We also have an email here from Andy. Who says, enjoying the show and the amp, all of the music. I've been downloading previous episodes and rolling around on the floor. Have you? Is there something you need to tell us? I hope you enjoy this week's show as well. We've heard from Lucretia. If you remember, we had Edward Kelb, who contacted us from Ohio, to tell us a bit about the place that he lives in. And so we kind of have a worldwide feel to the show. And we've heard from Lucretia, who lives in a little place called Padova, which is very close to Venice, and spoke to her today because she emailed. And we'll be talking to her in a couple of weeks on the show just to find out what goes on there. I went to the theatre while you were away, Tintin. I did have two tickets, but you weren't around. But it was very serious stuff. It was Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Heard of it?
I have, yeah.
It was really... Have you ever seen the film?
No, I haven't.
It was Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
Oh, yes.
But Kathleen Turner is on the West End stage performing this.
Wow.
And she is fantastic. And I'm ashamed to say it slipped my mind and I never write anything down. But the guy that plays her husband in it is extraordinary. I mean, I you know, they're both very good, but he is extraordinary. Was a stand-up comedian. And, I'll remember his name by the end of the show and I'll mention it. But the Bloomsbury Theatre, and it is just fantastic. If you are in this part of the world and you get a chance to go to the theatre, I really highly recommend that. I didn't know the original story, and it came on. It was 3 hours long, and it was really intense. It was a party that kind of went very badly wrong with party games and things. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Abigail's Party?
I have, yeah.
I felt that Abigail's Party had kind of taken a lift straight out of that. But I was exhausted. I'm sure that Kathleen Turner was more exhausted than I was. But 3 hours, so an hour, 10-minute break, hour, 10-minute break, hour, 10-minute break. I think the original film, they said, was 3.5 hours. 3 hours was enough for me, but my goodness.
That's 3 ice cream breaks.
Yeah. And I almost did scream.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Pass next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy. And with the Winter Olympics almost upon us, I thought I'd take a look at a couple of more unusual sports that are included. Did you know that Vikings were the first to create luge slides? The action for the luge takes place on a track called Spiral. The athletes fly down a chute on their backs on open sleds, feet first. They race down the ice-covered course at very high speeds around curves, steering with their calves. Watch out for it in Italy this February. Another unusual sport is the biathlon. It officially became a sport in 1957 and combined cross-country skiing with shooting. Sounds a bit like something James Bond would be good at. Originally it was just men that took part, but now a woman can enter this event too.
Great.
The Winter Olympics opens in Italy on the 10th of February. I'll have more news on that when it happens. And don't forget the African Cup of Nations that reaches its quarterfinals stage this weekend. That's it for this time. Speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Sports Boy. It's Over the Fence for you, and this is 4 and 20 Blackbirds.
Boy was walking his bumblebee. He tied it to a string. The sky was lit up with violet light. A bird began to sing a song of sixpence. Thank you. How high is the moon? Is it really as beautiful as it
thinking. That could really grow on you. Song of Sixpence, 4 and 20 blackbirds. Let me tell you, those 4 and 20 blackbirds are in fact just two people, Randy and Mackenzie Chester. They're married. They're from Northeast Georgia. Their influences, they claim, are Edie Brickell, Suzanne Vega, The Beatles, Nancy Griffiths. I can hear that as well. Really like it. And if you're looking at the Podsafe Music Network, you'll find that under the category of jazz, baby. Hello. What's going on here? Oh, I knew. Come in then.
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you what, Tintin's got a tan and you two haven't. So you must have spent a lot of time indoors. Well, Delphine,
well,
have I missed
you? Give me, mwah.
Come over here.
Lovely. Henri. Oh, Henri.
Bonjour.
You look... Well, bonjour to you.
Bonjour.
Well, would it not be good evening? Bonuit. Isn't it not bonuit?
You can be a bonuit if you want. I'm just being bonjour.
Henri, you look very tired.
I have been very tired. It has been hard work.
Now, I'm not quite sure whether I should...
Although it's been a good holiday, yeah. It has been hard work.
Last time we spoke was on the telephone, and I think that... Something happened in the kitchen with Edith. Was everything right?
Yes. Well, she had to go to hospital because Henri found her underneath a frying pan.
Yes.
He was very good, though.
He was?
Yes.
He was the first person to find her.
It was very fortunate.
I expect you called an ambulance, did you?
No. I called her Edith.
Oh, yes.
I slapped her around the face a bit. To see if she would wake up, and she wouldn't, so we got someone else to come along and slap her in the face.
Yes, with a wet fish.
We did miss you, can I say.
Oh,
we did,
Lynn,
really.
It felt like forever.
It did
feel like forever,
yes.
Actually. Sorry, can you... That's the major. That's the major landing.
Oh,
can you hear him?
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, he's graduated.
Yeah, he has. That's a jumbo, isn't
Fine
it?
I'm jets now.
Did
Marcel behave himself?
Yes, he did. Everything was fine with Marcel, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, everything was fine. Tell me.
Oh, good.
Tell me
we
what...
have other stories from other people we work for.
No, he was perfectly fine.
Was he French?
He may have been. He didn't say very much to me.
Oh, we were a bit suspicious, about
very
him.
Suspicious.
A basket arrived this afternoon, and it says on it, to Delphine from Henri.
Oh.
Perhaps you would like to explain yourself, Henri.
Well, is because of the trauma poor Delphine has been for our holiday. I thought it would be sensible to, you know, sort of give her a surprise when we arrive here.
Sensible or romantic?
No, romance is in another 2 weeks.
I look forward to that.
Yes, so do I. Yes. So,
I dropped the hint, Valentine's Day.
Are we going to open the basket?
Yes, it is from a local producer. It is from a local producer.
It says on the side, yes. Miss Daisy.
Yes, I have got to know Miss Daisy after a while, and she is launching this produce.
Is she?
Yes.
And of course, you're going to blindfold Delphine. Is that right? Is that not what the blindfold's for?
Yes, the blindfold is for Delphine.
Okay.
And I will put it over her eyes, not her mouth.
It's a feather blindfold. She might sneeze. You're not going to sneeze, are you?
No. She's well used to putting feathers around her face.
Okay.
Not like a mother who goes every time there's a feather. Now, right. I shall open the package one by
yes.
one. And the first thing is, hang on a moment, excuse me. There we go.
Don't drop it. Oh, that looks nice. Oh.
There we go.
That's a very pretty jar.
Oh, I can smell it.
What can you smell, Delphine?
Oh, lemons.
You can smell lemons.
Yes, no,
I can smell them from here.
She will have a taste.
Oh,
there's feathers everywhere.
Oh, it is, good.
Yes, you're God, warm, you're very hot, in
lemon,
fact.
Lemon or vinegar.
Yes.
With a bit of something else in it.
Yes, there is something else.
Can I have another bit, please,
yes,
Henri?
Yes, of course.
Ginger?
It is ginger.
Oh, la la.
You have amazing taste buds.
There are a couple of other pots in there as well. Can I just say, while we're talking, it does say on the label that it's all made by Miss Daisy. And, there's some of the ingredients are lovely. There is a little book in here that tells you how to make tea time scones. Do you call them scones or scones?
Cakes.
Yeah, oui.
And a chocolate roulade.
Oh, roulade, yeah.
Roulade, of course, with the roulade.
Well.
Yes, and we'll try another little something.
Yes.
Is it what it like? There you go.
Oh!
Down the hatch and away we go. That's what they say. Yeah, they don't.
What is it? That's an unusual.
It's like, it's Christmassy.
Yes.
I know.
What is it?
It is what you only get in this country.
Mincemeat.
It is this thing which is strange to the English, where they have, they call it mincemeat, but it has no meat, it has no mince. It is fruit.
It is.
Oh, it's trippy.
Madness.
I don't understand it either, but it's good, isn't it?
Mm, yes. Delicious.
Now she will take a sup of a drink.
Oh.
So she will...
You were boiling the kettle earlier on, so it's going to be
take
hot.
A slip. Swirl it around a bit.
It smells like tea, actually.
Don't spit it out.
What?
Yes, it is tea, I think.
Where's it from, do you think? It says on
Harrods?
Harrods?
No, you fool. She's saying,
Miss Daisy.
What sort of tea? What country it come from?
China?
Well, I think it's a bit of a mixture. I think Miss Daisy makes her own tea, and it's organic, too.
Oh, trippy.
She mixes it up all herself.
Oh, yes. Could do with a bit of milk, but it's okay.
Yes, you could have dropped a bit of milk in there, couldn't you?
But you... when you taste the tea, you don't put the milk in.
Well, I think that basket looks very well presented.
I have one little more thing for her.
One thing.
It's a treat.
What is that?
A chocolate.
Taste of the tea away.
Marvellous.
See, I can be nice to this woman.
Has that got a different taste to it? What's that got to be?
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut. Well, I think it looks lovely. If someone sent me that basket, for me...
It is very good value.
I Oh, he's excellent. If you want to check out Miss Daisy's produce...
Oui.
Will you remove the blindfold? We only do this in private normally.
This woman embarrasses me.
She is very naughty, this Lynn.
Please check our website if you'd like to know more about Miss Daisy. Are you all right?
Yes, Lynn, but I am needing...
She needs to sit down.
I am needing... How are you saying in English?
A lie down?
No. A damn good scene, too.
She carries on her own. She reads her books, so full of wisdom. Every dream in her is built on precious truth. And still, you can't hold him still. And still, you can't hold her still. She's more than 17. She's more.
Adrina Thorpe, that's Tintin's favourite. We rather like her too. More than 17. We've played lots of songs by that lady on the show. We think she's first class. I'm sorry, I've got really terrible cough now. I've been trying... It's not the products, actually. It's the sweets that came with them. I'm so sorry about that. If you would like to check out Miss Daisy's stuff, then you can check out our website, lynnparsons.net. If you'd like to email us, and like Lucretia and Edward Kelvin, Ohio, Lucretia's from a place near Venice in Italy, she's going to tell us a little bit about what happens there. We'd love to hear from you in your part of the world. I just ask you a few questions, none of them personal. You can make them up if you like. We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know if you were making them up. The way to contact us is by email, lynn, at lynnparsons.net. I've just said, you know, I've never even had an inhaler. I mean, you know, I've, ne- I feel really kind of breathless. I think perhaps we need to turn the heating down. Perhaps I need to go to bed. You might like to know that the music we played on the show tonight is from the PodSafe Music Network. You can check it out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
All non-music material, copyright Lynn Parsons, 2006.